This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Lucas Edston. The responses of local Republican voters to last night's presidential debate echo what many pundits are saying nationally. Approximately 100 supporters for presidential candidate Mitt Romney gathered last night at the Boone County GOP office to watch the first of a series of debates between President Barack Obama and Romney. Several supporters seemed to agree with the observation of national pundits, saying they were surprised at how strong Mr. Romney's presentation was.
That's not good enough. Who's that new president going to be? Absolutely.
John Soper, a student at the University of Missouri and a member of the College Republicans, was at the watch party with his friends cheering on Romney. Soper says he was surprised to see a different side of Romney on the stage last night. He says that side is what undecided voters need to see.
It was a side of very well-spoken. It was a side of very confident. It was the side that people needed to see. It was a side that Obama was afraid of seeing.
According to a poll conducted by CBS News, 46% of the uncommitted picked Republican Mitt Romney as the winner of the debate, with only 22% of that group moving towards the president. William Samuels, an attorney from Columbia, says Romney's strong showing against Obama in the first debate could bring an election win.
I think that he has a good chance of winning the election also because the Obama campaign has pretty much written off the state of Missouri, which is a swing state, and they almost won it last time. And if they're not making a serious effort to win the state of Missouri, it shows they're very much on the defensive and that they know that they have a hard race to win.
The two candidates face each other twice more in October before Election Day on November 6th. Meanwhile, Democrats gathered at the restaurant El Jimador. KBIA's Jennifer Lask stopped by last night and spoke with some local Democrats about what they thought of Obama and Romney's performances.
At El Jimador in Columbia, all eyes were glued to the screen as President Obama and Governor Romney faced off in the first of a series of presidential debates scheduled this month. As each candidate offered his views on an issue, members of Boone County's Democratic Party took down notes comparing the two on delivery, one-liners, fact-checking, and other criteria. Janet Thompson, who is the Democratic candidate for Boone County's Northern District Commissioner, says Obama gave a strong performance.
I think President Obama really nailed it and showed the differences between himself and Governor Romney's positions, especially on the health care issue and on Social Security and Medicare as well.
One attendee, Carlene Malloy, thought Romney's fact-checking just wasn't right.
Romney was just very irritating to me. He went back to the trickle-down theory, the old Reagan little thing that never worked, and they still use that.
Renee Keentz, a volunteer for Senator Claire McCaskill's campaign, thought both candidates did well, but thought Romney said nothing new.
I think Romney stuck to a lot of just talking points that you've heard over and over again from the Republican campaign.
The two candidates will debate again on October 16th. Jennifer Lask, KBIA News.
Missouri Senate candidate Todd Akin has said he was arrested as an abortion protester about 25 years ago, but he's not saying anything more about it. Akin campaign advisor Rick Tyler said yesterday that Akin was never charged and the campaign will not release any further details about the incident. At a news conference last Friday in Kansas City, Akin acknowledged the arrest but did not go into specifics. An aide has said the campaign would release more details later. Akin's remarks about abortion have drawn considerable attention in his challenge against Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. When asked last month about his opposition to abortion, Akin explained that pregnancy is rare in rape because women's bodies have biological defenses against what he called, quote, legitimate rape. He has since apologized. The Cole County Commission voted 2-1 on Tuesday to commit funds to the Columbia Regional Airport. As KBIA's Taylor Barth tells us, the commission hopes the funds will bring a new airline to town.
Mark Ellinger is the presiding commissioner for the Cole County Commission. He says the commission voted to give $100,000 to the escrow fund being used by a group attempting to bring a new airline to the local airport.
We decided that this was something that was beneficial for Jefferson City, Cole County, and the whole region, and that it was a good idea for us to participate.
Ellinger says the funds will provide the region with increased access to flights and economic development. The Jefferson City Council also agreed to give $100,000 to the escrow fund last month. Taylor Barth, KBIA News.
In the midst of the Cold War, the Army released chemicals into the air using motorized blowers atop a low-income housing high-rise and elsewhere in predominantly black areas of St. Louis. The secret testing was exposed in the 1990s, but new research is now raising greater concern about the implications. St. Louis sociology professor Lisa Martino-Taylor released her research last month. Both U.S. senators from Missouri wrote to the Secretary of the Army demanding answers, including whether radioactive testing was performed. Some people who grew up in the targeted area wonder if the testing caused cancer and other health problems for them and their relatives. An Army spokesperson declined an interview request, saying the Army would first respond to senators. A new 20-kilowatt wind turbine was put up on MU's campus on the corner of Monk Drive and Stadium Boulevard. The Columbia-based company Glenn Martin worked with MU on the construction of the wind turbine, which was built on Tuesday. It not only brings more energy onto the MU campus grid, but Glenn Martin president and CEO Chris Martin says it also serves as a learning device for students.
That's one of the reasons why the turbine folds over. The university wanted a turbine that they could hinge over to demonstrate to students how it operates, how it works, and demonstrate actively the system components.
The turbine is able to turn directly into the wind for maximum output. Plans for the more than 100-foot turbine have been in the works for just more than a year now. Missouri conservation officials are battling a weed that can force out other plants used as food for livestock and wildlife. Spotted knapweed was reported in Missouri in 1933 and is established in about 40% of the state. Now officials are trying a technique in southern Missouri involving insects that attack the roots and eat the seeds. The strategy has been used elsewhere, and there are no reports of the insects attacking other plants.
Republican Senate candidate Todd Akin is drawing attention for comments about abortion, this time for saying that doctors are giving abortions to women who are not actually pregnant. The Republican congressman from suburban St. Louis made the remark in a 2008 House speech. The video is being recirculated yesterday on the internet as Akin campaigns against Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill. In 1979, an Illinois physician had his license suspended after being accused of performing abortions on women who weren't pregnant. But a Planned Parenthood spokeswoman in Missouri called Akin's assertions ridiculous and an example of how he is out of touch with women. Akin apologized last month after remarking in a TV interview that women have biological ways of avoiding pregnancy in what he called, quote, legitimate rape. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill says she raised about $5.8 million for her reelection campaign over the past 3 months. McCaskill, who's being challenged by Congressman Akin, said yesterday her total was the most money ever raised by a Missouri Senate candidate for that quarter. Candidates are not required to file their quarterly campaign finance reports until October 15th. Akin has not yet released his fundraising figures. Akin was holding a series of fundraisers yesterday in Washington. Kirksville residents may see some changes with water meters in the near future. The Kirksville City Council met on Monday to talk about replacing aging water meter systems. There are about 7,000 old water meters in Kirksville. A Columbia contractor says replacing all of those meters would cost about $3.8 million and save the city $250,000 annually. Council members are split on whether to go through with the project. City Council member Jerry Mills says he wants to see if there are costs that can be cut.
I just think it's a lot of money. And the cost of having to raise, everyone's water bill, every year for so many years, it's something that I'd like to try to avoid if we can.
The project would be funded by a 10-year payment plan from the city and a 3.5% increase annually in water rates for users. City Council member Bob Russell says Kirksville may not see the savings from the project for 10 to 15 years. Russell also says the council will meet within the next few weeks to discuss the plan. The Columbia Boone County Department of Public Health and Human Services plans to hold weekly rural flu clinics throughout the county beginning on October 11th. Department spokesperson Trina T. Cutter says the rural flu clinics in Boone County communities have been happening consistently for years.
Doing community clinics in Ashland and Hallsville and Centralia and Sturgeon and Harrisburg, those places, we have done rural clinics in all of those areas for over 20 years.
T. Cutter says that the flu vaccine has been made available in many venues, including pharmacies. She says the health department has signed advertisements, sends out press releases, as well as advertisements in local papers for the rural clinics. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.